And there's the lifestyle klaxon for us. And if you're not having much luck on dates, your food choices could be to blame. That's according to new research. Well over half of dating UK adults say they make judgments about their date based on the food they choose on a meal out. Well, to discuss this with us, Bill, is the behavioural psychologist, and that's Joe Hemmings. Morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Excellent. Alongside yourself, head chef from TGI Fridays, and that's Terry McDowell. Morning, Terry.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Yourself?
Good, yeah, not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. Okay, let's talk about this. I would imagine, I mean, I think it would be a good selection by a lady if we were at TGI Fridays and they ordered a full rack of ribs with all the Jack Daniel's sauce on it and made an utter mess. I mean, for me, that would ka-ching. I think that is a lady that you want to marry.
Well, that's interesting because that's exactly what the TGI Fridays survey said.
What a surprise.
10% of men be turned on by a woman who ordered hands-on messy food.
Yeah.
And majority of them would be turned off by somebody who had a salad, you know, conversely, because it's too picky and it's, you know, just not as attractive.
I'm definitely with these people. Definitely. Bill's looking at me like, what?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, I'm putting myself in the position of being on this date. You don't have the ribs because you've got to get down and dirty. You get it stuck in your teeth and then it might hamper things later on in the date if things go well.
Toothpick. That's all you need.
Yeah, but you don't want to be shoving a toothpick in your gob when you're trying to pull.
I don't know.
I think it's the men that find the women eating messily attractive. You can draw your own conclusions. That's the why.
So, Joe, you would not find that attractive at all. You would. Would you prefer,
okay,
Joe, a gentleman eating a salad?
No, but I think I wouldn't. Something like a steak, where at least you can cut up with a knife and fork, or even some sharing food, which again was really popular. In the survey, I don't want really messy food because it means napkins tucked in necks and dribbles down shirts and trousers. No, not that attractive. I can see why my men find it more attractive than women.
Does this mean then that the chefs and the cooking staff at TGI Fridays are going to be looking for more messy treats to serve up for people on dates?
Go on, Terry.
Oh, definitely. I think it's important for people to enjoy themselves, and if that's what people want, then we'll give them more of that.
What I like is the TGI Fridays research mapped out also people's personalities against their favourite food. Okay, so ribs eaters are most likely to describe themselves as shy, quiet and reserved.
Really? That's the way around.
Yeah, I know. Steak eaters are more likely to describe themselves as easygoing. And if you're a hot dog lover, you're reliable and calm.
Nah, I don't believe that for a second.
Pasta eaters are thoughtful. Thoughtful?
Mind you, you'd have to be calm to buy a hot dog from one of them stands outside a football ground.
Yeah.
Because they are not cooked properly.
Let's put this on record. TGI hot dogs, marvellous.
Really?
Marvellous. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, they are. I'm a big fan of Jack Daniel's sauce, Terry. Massive fan of it. Have you just got bottles of Jack Daniel's lying around in the kitchen?
I have, personally. I think it's a very popular source with our guests, and we have lots of it. We obviously don't want to run out of something like that, and you know what, it also gets you off to start at the weekend.
if you're cooking these treats for people who are going on dates, are you able to like peek through like the door of the kitchen and maybe see how they're getting on? Maybe you pick ones that you're really rooting for.
Well, actually, most of the kitchens now are open, so you can actually see what they're like in any case. So, yeah.
So you can see this in action, then?
You can definitely see it in action.
Joe, let's say that the date is going well. What sort of food should you definitely be eating? If you're hoping that after that date you may get a little kiss, a little kissy-wissy.
Pineapple.
What sort... Is it really?
Yeah, but I can't say why on radio.
I have no idea why. What sort of food should you definitely be having and not having?
Okay, well, generally, it would be sharing is very good. Okay, yeah. So you have one of those sharing platters. Having the same thing as your partner or your date is good, shows a sort of compatibility. Actually, the steak came out as sexy, salad a bit dull. The most important thing, actually, is eating what you feel like eating. That was coming out of this TGI Friday survey. Don't overthink what you're having or the expectations of what your date might want you to eat or how you should come over. Actually, just eat what you fancy eating. Although, okay, I've got to say, in the Yorkshire area, you're kind of generally less picky. You're not as fussy about what people eat. It doesn't impact I mean, you've got sort of quite high statistics in the rest of the country, but only 33% in Yorkshire said that the food choices that, that their date made would actually impact the chances of a kiss. Oh. And only 16% put off by somebody's food choices. So you're a lot less fussy, quite frankly, than a lot of the rest of the country about it's what you're
that doesn't surprise me. No. What about garlics? My rule when I was dating years and years ago, obviously, was only have garlic if they have garlic. Otherwise, if you want a cheeky kiss later on, not going
to
happen.
Yeah, but garlic's much more sneaky now than it used to be, isn't it? It's kind of lurking in things that you don't necessarily expect it to be lurking in. Mine used to be spinach. Don't have spinach because that really does get stuck in your teeth. I mean, you smile at them attractively. You know, there's little bits of green thing. It's not around your gums. It's not so good.
Also, try not to do one of those like eating challenges at a restaurant on your first date. Yeah. I find that is that's a downside.
Don't eat 50 burgers on a first date.
Yeah, there was actually kind of 0% of women who were turned on by a guy. 0%. Good.
Amazing.
In, you know, the fastest possible time.
If people want to find out more, I'd imagine there's a website people can go have a little look at.
TGIFridays.co.uk. Yep.
Perfect.
People go there. There's far more information on the Meet Your Match menu.
Terry, you've got your Jack Daniels, Riz. What's next? What's the next big TGI Fridays thing we're going to expect on the menu?
Oh, actually, we're working on a new hot sauce called the Scorpion Hot Sauce.
Oh, that sounds hot.
How high on the Scoville is that?
It was about 12,000, I think. So.
Yowza. Mm.
Oh, it's hot. It certainly has a sting in the tail.
I like it. TGI Fridays there. So that's Terry McDowell, head chef from TGI Fridays, and Joe Hemmings, behavioural psychologist. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
A pleasure. Thank you.